أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالت الأعراب آمنا قل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قولوا أسلمنا ولما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبكم وإن تطيعوا الله ورسوله لا يلتكم من أعمالكم شيئا إن الله غفور رحيم. إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا وجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله أولئك هم الصادقون. صدق الله العظيم.
In the last ayat, verse number 13 of Surah Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had explained to us that the root cause to all of the spiritual maladies that have been mentioned previously in the surah, everything stems from pride, from vanity. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had addressed the situation with regards to pride. That's the quality, if you get it out, that inshaAllah, it is paving the way to cleansing ourselves, our inner selves, from all of the spiritual maladies that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned in the Qur'an, in Surah Al-Hujurat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq that we get this pride out of ourselves. It's not an easy quality to get out. Sometimes a person does not even know whether he's got it or he doesn't have it. It's for this reason that we have ulama that have dedicated their lives to the ruh, to the soul, meaning for purification, for tazkiyah. That is why there's khankas, people attach themselves to ulama. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq also that we be worried about our inner selves and we make an effort to ridding ourselves, cleansing ourselves from all the spiritual maladies that may lurk within ourselves. In this verse number 13, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned that inna akramakum indallahi atqakum, that the most noble in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that person who possesses the quality of taqwa. He is conscious of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that person who is muttaqi. In this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very subtly indicates to us that the quality of taqwa is only noted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can measure, can gauge. He only knows the level of taqwa, the standard of Allah consciousness that you may have within yourself. So don't have any claims to taqwa. So continuing with that theme, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse number 14 speaks about a group of people, Banu Asad, in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were going through a drought, so they had come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam claiming that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have brought iman, we no more in opposition in comparison to the other tribes, we have submitted to you, so please assist us financially. So that was a claim that they had brought iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses this claim of theirs, the claim that they have iman. So the lesson that no person should lay claim to self-purification or to any quality within himself. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best whether we have iman or not, or whether a person has done anything sincerely, he has ikhlas or he does not have ikhlas. We cannot judge anyone else, nor can we claim anything for ourselves. قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا, the countrymen or the Bedouins had claimed, آمَنَّا, we had brought iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ, tell them, لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا, you have not brought iman. وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا, rather you can claim that we have submitted. Meaning apparently we are no more in contradiction, we have surrendered, we are here not in opposition to you, but you cannot claim iman. For iman is a commitment to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iman is a deep-rooted belief system within the deep crevices of our hearts. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ, iman has not yet entered into your hearts. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights to us the place where iman has to be found is the heart. The utterance, the claim of the tongue, that is Islam. Iman is something you have to have a deep belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the heart. And the gauge of it is the iman of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِيمَانِ. The people that really had iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as Sahaba radiallahu anhum. That's your gauge. Those are the people you should look up to see how far you are from genuine iman, from pure faith. Look at the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. وَإِن تُطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَا يَلِتْكُم مِّنْ أَعْمَالِكُمْ شَيْئًا. If you are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which entails a deep-rooted belief in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَا يَلِتْكُم مِّنْ أَعْمَالِكُمْ شَيْئًا. He will not decrease from your a'mal any bit. Whatever good deed you do, you will receive the full reward. If you have deep, if you have genuine iman and you have a correct and pure faith in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the deen of Islam, inna Allaha ghafurun rahimun. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is oft forgiving. He loves to forgive. You have come with a claim, you knew it was a mere lip service, your real, it was superficial Islam and iman. You wanted some financial assistance from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Allah can forgive that. Allah can forgive it. The moment you bring pure faith and iman, rahimun, Allah will shower His mercies upon you. Then He will definitely assist you from His unknown treasures. Person passes away, then the dua we recite, اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام. Ya Allah, that person who you give life to, give him life on Islam. وَمَنْ تَوَفَّيْتَهُ مِنَّا فَتَوَفَّهُ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ. That person whom you give death, give him death on iman. From this ulama explain and say, Islam is the beginning steps. Islam is the entry level. A person is in submission to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the entry level. Then we make dua, اللَّهُمَّ وَمَنْ تَوَفَّيْتَهُ مِنَّا. Whoever you give death to, oh my Allah, give death to a person on iman. Which means that iman is a journey, is not a destination. No person can claim today, I've got iman. Iman is a lifetime effort. Martidam tak till the last breath in our lives, we have to make an effort. For no person knows whether he will pass away with iman or not. If a person has iman, then he will be worried. Very similar to the incident of Hanzala radiallahu anhu. He comes out of his house and he's walking the streets of Medina Munawwara. And he says, Nafaqa Hanzala, Nafaqa Hanzala, Nafaqa Hanzala. Hanzala has become munafiq. Hanzala has become munafiq. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to him and he says, what's happening, O Hanzala? He says, that condition of heart that I have in your presence is missing in your absence. I don't have that when I'm not with you. So I feel that hypocrisy, that is nifaq. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had addressed Hanzala radiallahu anhu and the other sahaba who had the very similar fears and said, your fear for your iman, that's a sign you have iman. Simple example one of our satis give us. He says, if a person is walking in town and he's walking from his car, only from his car but to the bank door, and he's got money in his pocket. Because he's got money in his pocket, he's watching his back. He's turning all the time because he's got something valuable. And that person who's empty-handed, he doesn't have anything in his pocket, he's not going to look over his shoulder at all. So the one who's got fear, he's watching his shoulder all the time because he's got something valuable. So if we are worried, we are checking on our iman, our a'mal, our akhlaq, our salah, all the time. It means that there is iman within ourselves. And if a person is complacent, he says, no, I brought iman. I believe in Allah. There is Jannah promise for me. That's a person that really has to become worried whether he does have iman or not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then addresses, you claim to have iman. Let me describe to you what is genuine iman. Who are the true Believers, innama al-mu'minun, the true believers are those, alladhina amanu billahi wa rasulihi, we have brought iman in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning they have firm belief in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such belief, thumma lam yartabu, they don't doubt, there's no doubt, it's unshakable iman that they have brought. Like Sahaba radiallahu anhum, who were brought, even in the presence of the king, they were not ready to bow down in front of that king. If they were threatened with life, they said, you can take our life, but we will never ever forsake our iman. You want to burn whatever belongings I have, you want to take all, Suhaib Rumi radiallahu anhu, ready to leave all his hard-earned wealth in Makkah Mukarramah, only for hijrat. To be with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He could have remained a believer in Makkah Mukarramah, but he paid that heavy price because he knew the value of this iman. So this is a true believer, that he has unshakable iman, uncompromising faith in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then wajahadu bi amwalihim wa anfusihim fi sabilillah. Then a person is ready for the ultimate sacrifice. Wajahadu, they strive with their wealth, with their lives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something we see glaring in the life of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. When a person has to travel the lands of Jordan, and you go and see the qubur of Sahaba radiallahu anhum in the battle of Muta, in the battle of Yarmouk, person has to go to the different parts of the world and see the qubur of Sahaba, Badr, the battle that took place in Makkah, in the month of Ramadan, on the 17th of Ramadan. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. These are the people that are truthful, they have real and true genuine belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, O Banu Asad, you had laid claim to iman. These are the qualities that we are looking for to check whether a person has genuine iman or not. That a person is deep rooted in his faith, number one. Number two, there's no iota, there's no doubt at all. And then we are ready for the ultimate success with our wealth, with our lives, for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us genuine iman. Grant us the worry and concern for our iman, that we be worried and concerned. Wa akhir dawana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallah.